BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Hayley, I'm 18, and I'm from the Isle of Man. You might not know this, but today I find out if I got my first ever job. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Woo! The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hayley.
Hi, Scott.
So today you find out about your first ever job and whether you got it or not.
Yeah, I'm really excited today, so.
So what happened?
I basically applied for it, like, 3 weeks ago or something, and I was trying to keep it quiet, but then my friend said that she, like, applied for it as well.
It's like on X Factor when they go in as a duo and then they get split up and Simon's like...
Yeah, pretty much, I think.
Darling,
so.
You'll be better without her.
You're not going to punch her in the face like that,
no,
that one.
No, I'm not a very violent person anyway, so I'll probably just laugh at her or something and be like, I got the job and you didn't.
That's unbelievable.
What job is it then?
It's for an office junior.
What was the interview like?
It was really, really funny, actually. So you're just, like, really friendly and stuff.
Did they do that thing where they go... So, why do you want this job?
No, I didn't think so. I can't really remember what they asked me, actually, now. Like, I was making them laugh a lot as well, so... Yeah.
That's always good.
Is that a good thing? You remember when we did those ones with Deborah Meaden? I tried to make her laugh, and that went horribly wrong.
With Deborah Meaden, we had to go and do some fake job interviews, didn't we?
Yeah.
Last year it was, and we were at Oxford University. It was for a Radio 1 campaign at the time about getting work.
Yeah.
We all applied for the same job... And then we had to do an interview with Meaden off Dragon's Den.
Oh.
It didn't go well.
Oh.
I think Becky actually may have got that job, though, because we don't see her so much anymore. I think she might be doing that job
as
well.
Maybe she just slid off with Deborah Meaden, then. That's probably why she's calling in sick all the
That's
time.
That's blatantly it.
Yeah. She got a better job or something.
A proper job.
Yeah.
So when do you find out whether you've got it?
They said they would phone me sometime today.
Oh, rubbish. Oh. Imagine if I'm on the phone to you now and they're trying to ring.
Exactly. I was like, sorry, Scott, I've got to go.
Oh, no.
It's quite exciting, though.
I know, yeah.
Did loads of people apply for it?
Yeah, they said 138 people applied for it.
That's quite a lot.
And they only had 8 people for interviews.
Oh, wow.
So you're down to the final 8. It is like X Factor.
Yeah, it is.
When do you get to judges' houses? Well, if you could vote, like on X Factor, I would ring in and vote for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Just That's don't do that annoying phone hand thing. So will you let me know if they call?
I promise, I will.
All right, good luck.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Got my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks.
Send me a text, all right? 8199.
I will do.
All right, okay. Thank you very much for introducing the show and the best of luck.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo 145, listen to it and watch it on the Radio 1 website. Today, it's Rihanna off of Films... Versus my friend Chris, who's back. Hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
A lot better.
It's annoying that Becky referred to your illness yesterday on air as Zanti flu.
I don't think you can just say it's Zanti flu.
No.
I think it plays down what symptoms were.
It's unfortunate timing, really, because I know that you were properly ill, but it was after you just spent the weekend with me in
that's
Zanti.
That's got nothing to do with it.
I know that. I am not the one you need to convince.
Yeah.
Anyway, Homes Under the Hammer, that's still good?
Yes, a lot of those auction shows still on.
Yeah. Flog It, is that still on?
I didn't see Flog It, no.
Did you see Four and a Bear? That's my fave.
I saw a new one called The Tipping Point.
What is that? Is that the new quiz?
It's a good one.
What happens
like,
on it?
You know the 2p coin game in the arcade?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a bigger version of it.
Is it really?
And who's the guy presenting it? I can't remember his name.
Ben Shepherd,
yeah.
Oh. So is it as annoying as the ones in the arcades where it never actually happens and drops?
Well, exactly, yes. But they've tried to make it really tense.
Right.
And they use all this really professional terminology like, oh, it's riding. It's very hard to explain, but it's my new favourite.
Sounds great. I can't watch Homes Under the Hammer anymore since we pointed out on this show that everything they're talking about, the songs... relate to. It's just,
yes.
It's just, it really does make you just go, I can't watch it anymore. Mm. Anyway, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, why have you taken off your belt?
No.
Right, okay.
I'm just putting... No, don't worry.
Right, well, no, explain.
Well, no, I'm just...
Really caught you off guard there.
Yes.
Why is your belt off?
I'm just getting changed for... just put a spare pair.
Do you wear different innuendo? Have you got innuendo bingo trousers now?
No. But what has happened is because we're getting through so many clothes because they're getting really wet, I've bought a spare pair today.
Oh, well
done. So I'm just getting... I was going to subtly get changed at the back of the studio here.
Right.
Before the webcams went on.
Okay, we'll do that now. Then we promise we won't put the webcams on.
Right.
Okay? So Chris is getting changed now. So webcam people, please do not switch the cameras on early.
Turn them off.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's me here, and over there playing bingo with a bin is my friend Chris and wacky Rihanna off of films.
Ow.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you wearing those oversized stupid glasses?
Well, I'm trying to get into this whole Mallorca rocks thing, and also because I spent quite a long time on my makeup earlier. And
oh, I see.
I'm going out later, and if it...
Protection.
Exactly, because Chris tends to dribble down... Yeah.
She's just told me, don't aim for a top, because she needs that for going out later, but she's happy for the face and legs.
Okay, so just the face and the legs.
I think I nicked some trousers from upstairs. I'm pretty sure they're Dev's, so if he's listening, sorry.
Sorry, Dev. You'll never see them again.
Yeah. Why? No.
Rihanna, are you sure that top is suitable for innuendo bingo?
Well, okay, actually, I'm not going to say the reason why I couldn't wear the other T-shirt.
Okay.
All right, good.
Right, so if you want to see all of this action, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 because we're about to play Thursday Bingo.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
We have our two contestants. We have a bin to spit the water in. Chris and Rihanna put water in their mouths when I play the clip. If they find it funny, the water will spill out, soaking each other, probably. That's what normally happens. Rihanna is going out tonight, so doesn't want to get too wet, note to Chris. That's why she's wearing comedy glasses and some trousers that aren't hers. Okay, if you're watching, let me know. Drew off of Hastings is on, and also Anthony in Coventry and Philippa in Bridgend, all watching Innuendo Bingo on the Radio 1 website. It just takes it to the next level. If you're watching it, it just makes it so much better. Get online. Are we ready?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes, ready.
Okay. Just have a little moment there, won't you, together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First one? And it's from the 80s.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my comfort for dessert.
I remembered that one.
It's my favourite clip.
It's your favourite
on bingo
it?
For a while. It's from Kathy in Ontario who sent it in, and it's from the TV show Dynasty off the 80s. Joan Collins there.
That was a bit of a crutch shot. Thanks for that. Yeah.
More water, please.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
I missed that the first time.
Yes, Rihanna. Stop it.
I know, yeah.
That was my top. You're failing miserably, Chris.
Okay. Julian Brighton is watching from the University of Sussex Library.
Everything's going wrong. Oh, Brighton.
Hello, Brighton.
Hello, Brighton.
Listening to Innuendo Bingo at work, that's Ben. Are you wearing a bra, Rihanna? Just thought I'd ask. Okay, good.
Thanks for outing me there.
No, it's all right. Someone just noticed it. Okay.
You just asked that.
Sorry. Are you not supposed to ask girls that?
I don't think you are.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
That's probably why I said I wasn't going to say
I'm so sorry. Okay, next one. Here we go.
This is why Scott's the best wingman ever.
I am no good, am I? I just put my foot in it with girls. BBC Radio Scotland now. This one's spotted by Stuart. And a case of TMI here, too much information.
I've had an extraordinarily good workout this morning. I've been handling quite a lot of sticky willy.
Apparently that's a weed. There was some kind of gardening show going on.
You're kidding.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, God.
Only available in Scotland, that.
Funny that.
I just made that up. Okay. Right, Tommy Maidstone, thank you for this. He spotted this on Coronation Street. They are on with the bingo at the moment. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're showing someone your photos and there's a rather private one in there?
Oh, that's Oldswater, that. Oh. Nice, right? Yeah. Click. That's the cottage. That's me in the garden scoffing a Cumberland ring. That's me in the garden scoffing a Cumberland ring.
Right there. Who's wettest at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. It's about level so far.
Oh,
that's my favourite one.
I love Rihanna, says Jim in Derby.
Thanks, Jim.
Looking at you on the website right now.
Don't say it like that.
I mean, he's just
weird.
No, it's not. He's just watching the innuendo bingo.
Just checking out my sunglasses.
Yes, he is. Hannah in Birmingham is doing the same.
Thanks, Hannah.
First time of watching. Okay, ready? More bingo, and this is from Channel 5's brilliant show, Home and Away. What's funny about that? Home and Away. Rihanna, what's wrong with you? What's funny about Home and Away? Summer Bay. Ready? Oh, it's from Colleen.
I feel violated. The idea that somebody's been in my place, they're handing my jugs.
You didn't even get to the end. You didn't even get to the end.
I lost my sunglasses.
Oh, the sunglasses are in the bin.
Oh, that's gross.
More water, please.
Oh. It's all dribbling down my chin.
Right. Cut him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Replay.
I feel violated. The idea that somebody's been in my place. Man, hanging my jugs.
We never get to the end of it. You never hear about our jugs.
Stop putting your glasses in the bin. What's wrong with you?
They're not staying.
This is going wrong.
I'm so wet.
Okay.
I'm really sorry, Dev, if these are your trousers.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So, Kerry in Somerset, thank you for spotting this one.
Uh-huh.
Got your water? What's happening? What?
I'm sorry, Chris.
What happened?
I just dropped my sunglasses. Chris got wet.
What is wrong with you?
Oh no, we might have to abort. Oh, hello, Emily, who's watching in Devon. She's 17, watching for the first time ever. I now wonder why I've never watched before. Amazing, thank you.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Come on. You look ridiculous. Look at you.
I can't.
Look at you.
No, I can't look at me.
Well, if you could, you'd see you look ridiculous.
All right, I'm ready.
Right, okay. And a terrible accident here on Flog It.
Of course, there is a little bit of damage, Paul. One of the farmers lost the end of his chopper.
It's making my stomach hurt.
Chris, don't look at me like that.
I can't breathe.
I keep fogging up my glasses as well.
What is that one?
I don't know.
Was it like this with Morgan Freeman?
Right, come on. We all have to get this together. We're on the actual radio and the internet and everything. Joe and Craig in West Yorkshire, thank you for spotting this one. From Gordon, behind bars.
What's now in my mouth was in prison this morning. What's now in my mouth was in prison this morning.
Well held, I think. Rihanna's stupid sunglasses keep falling off. Okay, more? Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. And here's Lorraine Kelly, telling it like it is.
But I think blokes do as well, don't they? Well, you buff yourself before you go, surely.
You two playing is the best ever.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, you're so...
No, that genuinely was an accident. That was.
I so don't believe you.
No, but that was.
That was Clint in Wareham who sent that one in. Thank you.
It's dribbling down my eyebrows. Okay.
It's right, the glasses are protecting you, though.
Yeah, they are. They're doing a really good job.
Stupid sunglasses. I knew I should have brought my own.
I'm watching on the website for the first time. Is it always like this? I need to watch this more often. Yes, it is.
It is.
Okay, here we go. More bingo.
Barefoot.
Kerpal in Reading, thank you for this.
Barefoot.
And it's over to 5 live now. And Richard Bacon getting more than he bargained for.
It also got me even more excitable.
You will be pumped like you've never been pumped before. You will be pumped like you've never been pumped before.
Oh, no.
Chris is gone.
Wait for it.
You will be pumped like you've never been pumped before.
It's more dribble. She's there fine. From... Yeah. Okay.
It's going where I don't want it to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. Bit of a classic in... All right, just rearrange yourself there, Rihanna. It's all fine.
Trousers are sticking to me.
Time for a classic innuendo bingo now. One of the best. And it's from Reggie Yates at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
There is a lot of scantily clad ladies all asking to see you, Mr. K, so today could be a good day for fanage.
Classic Reggie.
Today could be a good day for fanage.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Mark and Susie, give yourself the points for spotting this one. Over to Superstar on ITV. And Amanda Holden really gets to know the contestants.
You choked me up backstage. Was it hard?
A little dribble from Chris.
Careful.
You choked me up backstage. Was it hard?
Glasses of water.
She's a mess.
You're a mess. And one more.
Okay, I can get through this.
And Mr. Jam on One Extra would really like... What?
Nice.
What happened?
I think Mr. Jam's got a really sexy voice.
I know, you said that on Twitter.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
Mr. Jam would really like everyone to know something about him.
You know, I like quality. I like snatch.
Okay, we've all officially lost it. That was Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you watched, let us know if you played, and how you did. 8119. Thanks, Rihanna. You're right to go out tonight.
Thanks, so.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
More bingo, and that'll be Tuesday, yes, at 1:45. Thanks, guys. Well done. I think that was a great round.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Cue the music. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Dear Scott. What are you saying? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email and get on Dear Scott, where a posh lady from Radio 4 reads out your comments of the week.
Hi, Scott. I frequently go and look at our old house, and it always makes me really cross.
Yes, we were talking about this yesterday. I was visiting Manchester just last week, drove past a house that I used to live in the Sale area, and waved. It's quite good when you go and see your old house where you used to live, but it makes me want to go in there to see what they've done with it since I've lived there.
But why does it make you angry?
I don't know. Let's find out.
The day we moved, I tried for a couple of hours to get my new cast iron mailbox off the wall outside without success. I still go back and look at it and wonder if I should knock on the door and ask if I can try again. The only thing is, we moved in 2002 from Helen, Pontypool.
Oh, Helen, it's still bugging you all these years later. Like, 10 years later, she still looks at the letterbox and goes, oh, I wish I'd got it off. Annoying.
It's not yours anymore, you need to move on.
Well, it is. It is hers. She just couldn't get it off. But no, you can't do that now. You'll get into all sorts of trouble. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, if she's there today, PR4L, TOTDS. With the Olympics coming up, who better to send a nudie pen to than medalists? Maybe you could get the Olympic Committee to pass out bronze, silver and gold nudie pens instead of the actual medals. Drew, off of Indianapolis, Indiana. Love you, bye.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to go for it.
Well, we can ask. Let's put it out there. Hello, Olympic Village.
But I'm happy to pay for that. I'm happy to pay for the nudie pens if they're going to be given out to the winners.
Well, we need bronze, silver and gold ones and we need them quick.
But I can get them made up.
Can you?
I know someone, but...
Hang on a second, you know someone that makes the nudie pens
now?
Yeah,
I do now.
Do you?
Yeah.
since you started mentioning them, have you got contacts in the nudie pen world?
I'm in that world.
You know people that do erotic stationery?
Yes. The only thing is, if I'm going to pay for them, I kind of think I deserve a credit on every... So, I don't know, maybe it could be a picture of me.
Yeah, but why not? Would you do that?
I'd be up for that, yes.
Would you? So tip and strip and then...
To Ennis, yeah. And the other athletes, yeah.
All right then, I'll hold you to that. You just said that on the air to the whole UK, yeah?
I'm up for it.
Next.
Listening to the Chesney Hawks discussion, my wife actually ended up singing his one and only hit, One and Only, live on stage with him a few months ago. In case you're interested, here's a link. Love You Bye, Simon Hitchin, Hearts.
Oh, this is good. Oh, we were talking about this the other day with our listener who introduced the show, who proposed to Chesney Hawks because he plays everywhere. He still plays all over the place. He plays for about 2 hours, a lot of new material, and all you really want is that one song. Play the song! Play that one! And he doesn't do it right to the end. We've got the clip here, I think. Have we got it?
Cool.
Okay. This is Hannah. Here we go. With Chesney. Now, I'm not being funny, but you sit through 2 hours of Chesney Hawks for that song, and then he makes someone else sing it. Do your song!
But what an honour.
It is an honour to be asked.
Perform with Chesney.
If I was anyone else, I would have wanted to see him sing it, because it's the only song I know.
Incredible.
Just saying. Any more emails, send them to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to say, anything you want to ask, something you spotted that you want to bring to our attention, that's what Dear Scott is for. It's your open forum. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the team, just thought I'd try this out. Considering you said that anything can get on to Dear Scott, I thought why not try.
There we are. Point proven.
Whilst I'm here, I would like to donate my Scott Mills points that I received from Grimmy a few weeks ago. I gained 100 Scott Mills points when, in fact, I believe I would only have gained 20 under normal circumstances.
Yep.
So I'm going to do the moral thing and give you back 80. Love you, bye. Chloe, tongue sticking out, smiley.
Chloe, that is very good of you. And you can go to bed tonight knowing that you did a good thing today. It's very decent of you. Thank you. And I have those 80 points back.
Anyone it else? Is ridiculous when you go away.
I know. Well, you need to tell him.
I've told him, and I've told Becky as well, and Becky knows better.
He just hands them out, and it's like, hello, they're worth stuff. So, if you want to give your points back as well for when Grimmy was on last time, then that's fine. You don't have to leave your name. No more questions asked. Next.
Dear Scott, as a listener from Canada, I usually don't expect many people to know about you or your show.
Fair enough.
Since, after all, you are in a different country. Winking smiley. So imagine my surprise when I walked into a convenience store and heard Chris's Bowls of Disappointment playing over the intercom.
What? How? In Canada? Read on.
At first, I was shocked and thought you must have done pretty well to get your song played in a store. Then I realised we could download the song for free. I figured the store owner must have hooked up his phone to the intercom, more specifically a cheap little speaker, since I wasn't in the kind of store that could afford the professional ones that are on the ceiling, then played it for fun. My suspicions were confirmed when the song ended, then started again. He put it on a loop.
No, I can't see this happening. So there's like a store in Canada somewhere that's just got your song for Sporting Disappointment on a loop. That would drive the customers bonkers.
That's amazing.
Anyway, just thought you'd want to know you've got plenty of people around the world that find Chris's song amazing. Winking smiley. Yours truly, Erblin, 13, from Toronto, Canada.
That's amazing.
But what I find bonkers is someone upstairs at Radio 1 told me that just under 20,000 people downloaded Balls of Disappointment.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
20,000 people, can't be wrong. Next.
Greg James is fit. Please tell him this, in case he doesn't know. From Anon.
Do you think Greg James knows that he's fit?
What are you asking? Is he sexy and he knows it?
Yeah, I think probably a bit.
What are you doing?
I'm going to ring him. He's on holiday at the moment. But he'll be pleased to know. And they did say on their message, tell him.
You're going to ring him on holiday to tell him...
Yeah.
Tell him that he's fit?
Yeah. Well, actually, you should do it, I think.
I don't think so. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yes, I think you
don't
should.
Know if...
I think you're wrong.
I don't know if I feel comfortable
well,
with this, to be
should.
Honest.
Check and try again. Oh, has he changed his number and not told me? How tacky.
How tacky? I can't believe we're doing this now.
Why not?
He's on holiday.
Yes, but there's someone on Dear Scott, one of our listeners, who wants him to know that he's fit. And the customer is always right, or something.
So what are we saying? Right.
You're doing it. I wonder where he is. Oh, yeah, that's abroad. Just telling me.
Do I just tell him? I won't hang around because it's going to cost money, isn't it?
Well, that's a nice ringtone. It sounds somewhere fancy. You can always tell by the ringtone from different countries.
I reckon Sweden.
Like,
Welcome to the O2 messaging.
Have you heard Serbia's message? Answer phone?
No.
Answering.
Is
thing.
It good? Are we on?
Message, key hash at any
time. Should I just do it?
Yeah.
You are, Greg, it's Chris. Are you having a good holiday? You're fit? Laters.
Excellent, well done. The Scott Mills Daily. You know how I like to do different things now and again? Different things. Just to keep life interesting. This weekend, I'm going to my first ever Serbian rock concert.
Okay. Right, there's a few questions here. I thought you were in Zante this weekend.
It's happening in Zante.
Right.
There's a bloke called Kiki Lesendrik, who is a big star in Serbia. And the bloke who owns the club I'm playing at the weekend in Zante, is friends with this bloke. Apparently he's like the Bryan Adams of Serbia.
Okay.
It's a lot of soft rock.
And this is something you really want to do, or you're doing because
I've been invited,
you're in his club.
And I would like to go, but the thing is, I don't know any of the songs. He's in a band called Piloti, who are really famous in
right.
Serbia. A lot of Serbs go to Zante on holiday. Now, does anyone know, is there anything special that I do at a Serbian rock concert? Any special way of dancing that I don't know about at the moment? Anything else? I've got one of their songs, their kind of most famous song here. I saw her first in late September. This is a track called Beautiful Lady. Now, what I'm going to do, so I fit in, sitting alone, is learn the all of the words to this song before Saturday, so I can mouth them in the crowd.
Good idea.
And nobody will know that I've never heard of them. The other reason I'm going is because apparently also in the band is the Minister of Health for Serbia is in this band, and former Deputy Prime Minister
what
is it also in the band.
Is this someone you want to know?
I think I'd quite
suppose
like to meet him. I like it that he's in a rock band and he's a former Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister. It's a bit like having Nick Clegg in a soft rock band, isn't it?
They should perform. They should, like, create this super band.
They should.
With Nick Clegg and your Serbian matey.
Apparently, the Serbian Minister of Health is coming to watch me
gig?
In the club afterwards.
Oh, no.
This is so brilliant. I can't wait. So I'm going to learn Beautiful Lady in its entirety before Saturday, and then I won't stick out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm right. I've been excitedly trying to book some guests for Edinburgh.
Oh yeah,
I can't say anything.
Oh,
but
tell us after that.
If it comes off, Chris is going to be well excited.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the burlesque lady that you told us about that does something special halfway through?
No. I really want her to be on, but I don't think it's allowed.
I don't think it's allowed either.
No, but it would be brilliant.
It would be amazing.
It
smells so nice in here.
Thank you.
Normally stinks.
Oh, cheers.
That could be the catnip. I put some on earlier.
It smells really good.
Yeah, we've got this aftershave, which we're not allowed to tell anybody about because the girls love it.
Oh, really?
And Chris, well, I wore it once and Pixie Lott was like, oh, you smell nice. And then Chris immediately went out and bought the same cologne.
Because Pixie Lott.
Yeah. And we call it catnip because if you wear it, the ladies come a running.
Is that what's going on now?
I have put a bit of catnip on.
Okay, so I've fallen down the Pixie Lott catnip trap.
Yeah, you have, yeah. You see? No one can resist it. Why have you musked up for Nick?
Well, it's nice to make an effort, isn't it?
Okay.
What are you doing later?
So, one of our listeners...
No, seriously.
One of our listeners has spotted this. Thank you. You know who you are. Of course, it's Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Just found out that. There. So, Jeremy, thank you.
Jeremy. The worst shout-out ever.
You know who you are.
Jeremy was watching Emmerdale the other night. I haven't seen Emmerdale for a while. And it was on a Sunday. It's not normally on a Sunday, but it was because of the football. They had to move it around. They had lots of episodes left.
Nightmare.
I know. Imagine fans of Emmerdale getting confused. Anyway, they put in the scripts to make it feel a bit more right that it was on Sunday. Sunday, a lot. They just said Sunday. You know when they try and be topical in soaps?
Uh-huh.
I love that. On EastEnders recently, before the big week, the Hackney weekend, it was like, you got them tickets to the Hackney weekend?
Yeah. No way.
In EastEnders, yeah.
That's more exciting than Jay-Z playing.
I know. They mentioned it in the Vic. So,
we've made it.
On Emmerdale, which isn't normally on a Sunday, mm-hmm. how many times did they say the word Sunday? They put it into the script loads because it's not normally on. Jezza said they did it loads.
Loads?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go.
He was watching.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm going to go. Jezza said loads. I'm going to go 20.
Okay, I was going to go 16.
All right.
So I'm going 16, he's going 20.
All right.
Got to be exact, right?
Yeah.
Has to be exact.
Let's find out.
Ow! What's
occurring? So, Emmerdale, not normally on a Sunday, so they thought we'd put Sunday into the script a lot, just to make it feel right. Let's find out how many, though.
Come on, Marlon. You said you'd download the paper for me. My Daisy player.
You never heard about patience being a virtue?
Yeah, well, the clue is in the word Sunday.
One.
Yeah, today, you're going to have a proper Sunday off.
Two.
Living life in the Dolce Vita.
Sunday morning rain is falling.
Oh, sorry.
The good life. And here, have a Sunday morning.
Three.
Orange juice for the fairy mouth, wasn't it?
Please.
Having a Sunday hangover isn't written in law, you know.
Four.
Alcohol. To fit the mold that I am
in.
Oh.
Oh. All right, so, Jezza, you said that they said it loads?
Is that it?
Just...
The thing is, right, to be fair to Jezza, it's never as many as you think when you're watching, is it?
Oh, I'm a little...
If you actually count them up... When you're watching it, it's like, oh, they're saying Sunday loads, and they're not really.
I was enjoying that song as well.
So yeah, nice, just the four there. Less than I was expecting.
Oh.
Oh.
Bosh.
What's occurring?
If you said four, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. I'm sorry for misleading you by saying that it was loads, but that's what Jeremy told me.
Nice one, Jeremy.
You know Swedish House Mafia?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say their name?
Swedish House Mafia.
How do you say it?
Swedish House Mafia.
Well, that's what I thought as well. But we've been saying it wrong for years.
Really?
Well, you know Zane Lowe, he knows a lot about music.
Uh-huh, of course.
A lot more than I do. And he says it different. He says Swedish House Mafia.
Does he?
Does he? Mafia?
It's like, it's same, but a bit posher. Well, I'm good. A member of the Swedish House Mafia. So, yeah, there's definitely an R in there I didn't know about. M-A-R-F-A-F-I-A.
Yeah. He doesn't really.
Yes, he does. This is from Tuesday night's show. So, on Tuesday, Zane Lowe's show, how many times did Zane pronounce Swedish House Mafia completely wrong?
Well, he might be right, I suppose.
I think if anyone knows, Zane knows. I think
maybe
pals.
We're all wrong.
Yeah.
I bet he also calls Rihanna Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Mafia.
I think he said it because he does say band's names a lot. 13 times.
Chris.
I'm going to go 16.
Mafia, let's find out.
Ow! What's occurring?
Here's Zane with that band.
And Steve Angelo from Swedish House Mafia on what was King of the Week of Swedish House Mafia. We also have Steve Angelo from Swedish House Mafia. As we bid farewell to Swedish House Mafia, Steve Angelo from Swedish House Mafia. On the weekend, Swedish House Mafia, the Swedish House Mafia have been hugely instrumental in that transformation. Now, we just want to reflect a little bit on the Swedish House Mafia. Ash from Boston, his interview is bringing tears to my eyes, going to miss Swedish House Mafia lows. That's not to say that Swedish House Mafia won't do things in the future, and I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in the future there is a reunion in some capacity.
Ten.
So close.
Swedish House Mafia.
Swedish House Mafia.
Now, I want each of us, as Radio 1 DJs, to, next time we play Swedish House Mafia, say Mafia.
Mafia.
Because that's clearly the correct way to say it.
Deal.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.